Thanks for talking with us, Marlies. Holding the line on homeless funding in the new state budget, is that good news or bad news for Western New York?
Actually, holding the line is actually a loss. You know, the money only goes so far, and when you've got great need, you'll need more resources to provide services to that group. Although we have been successful in reducing some of the homeless population, we still have individuals who are very, very hard to get into permanent housing, and because of mental health issues, prefer to live on the street and under bridges. And that particular population is very, very difficult to work with and very, very difficult to house short-term and long-term. Also, the group of individuals that need a whole lot more resources than, say, the average person would.
And that's expensive.
It is. And with HUD going with the housing first model, when a homeless person has no income coming in, we typically will pay for their rent, their utilities, other items that they need in order to get them housed first. And then after they're housed, we work on any problems they might have, mental health-wise and drug abuse.
So if you had more funding to work with, where do you see that greatest need?
We have an emergency shelter, and we see a lot of women with children who, for various reasons, find themselves displaced. They may have been living with family members, or they may have gotten a divorce or a separation from their better half, or they might have lost employment and can no longer afford to pay the rent, so they've been evicted. I'm always amazed at the numbers of women who have children who I find, for no reason of their own, sleeping on couches at a friend's house or sleeping in a car. It really is kind of scary when you see the numbers of people that show up with children in the shelters.
How many folks go through your homeless services per month, per year, would you say?
Oh, it's hard. That's a hard number because it varies. We do a Herculean job during the wintertime with Code Blue to make sure that nobody is out there. I would say maybe 1,500.
And that number is increasing?
Yeah. Whenever you have an economic downturn, you find that the population that's impacted the most, the quickest, is usually women, single women with children. We're hopeful that there'll be some additional monies to create more permanent housing for families. We're yet to hear whether we're going to get the funding from the state for Hope House, which is 27 units of permanent housing for women and children. We're hopeful now that the budget has been struck and people now start to learn the details, that we'll start to hear about whether or not the numbers of units of permanent housing the state is willing to fund, whether that's actually going to go up or remain the same. The state is doing a workshop on housing, and so I'm planning on attending to kind of hear and find out a little bit more. I guess it's April the 21st.